Our guest this morning is Dr. Michael Shingles. He's a DO at Sparrow Hospital, an orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine expert. I've talked with Dr. Shingles before. As a matter of fact, I believe he has looked at my son, my 10-year-old, when he had a break in his foot, which is totally healed. Dr. Shingles, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Thanks for being with the program. Well, let's talk about returning after an injury and the recovery of athletes when it's safe to get back into action. I remembered after my son had a actual fracture of his foot, and he was wearing a walking boot for 3 weeks, and he was allowed to return to normal activity right away. As a matter of fact, he had a basketball game that weekend that we took him to, and I was scared to death, but he turned out being fine. Let's talk about knowing when it's safe to get back into action, Doctor.
Well, with an injury, the most important thing is if you're going to play through an injury, the question is whether or not you're going to cause more permanent damage or problems with that injury. And there are a lot of injuries that you will cause more damage, and so the recommendations would be not to return to play. But there are more injuries that depending on the sport, depending on the situation, you can play through and do fairly well and not cause any further risk to yourself down the road. And that's where the difficult decisions are sometimes made in sports medicine, as far as when you can return someone back to sport.
And when you're looking at an injured athlete and you've got him there on the table, how do you decide, well, this guy needs a little more time, or he needs to come back gradually, or he could just jump right back into it?
Well, the most important part of that is what the athlete wants. If the athlete really wants to return to the sport and they have good reasoning to return to the sport, and it's safe for them to return to sport, that plays a big role. What also plays a role is what the sport is. Will they be able to function in that sport? What other sports they're playing? You know, what is the downside of playing with pain or soreness from an injury? Now, how will it affect you in a couple months? And then experience, just seeing certain injuries in certain age groups and in certain sports, and seeing how they do and how they perform, and knowing who can realistically perform through certain injuries and what to expect if they try to.
We're talking with Dr. Michael Shingles, who is a DO at Sparrow. He is an orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine expert. Doctor, when my son had that hairline fracture on a growth plate in his ankle, he actually had played on it for almost 2 weeks. Didn't tell us about it. He just thought it was soreness. Is it ever okay to play hurt?
Yeah, I mean, with fractures, as a general rule, you don't want to play through a fracture because you're worried it's going to displace. The benefit your son had was he's 10, and at that age, you heal just about anything, and you heal a lot quicker. But it can be, depending, again, on the situation. The toughest, I think, age group to take care of is seniors in high school. That's, for a lot of athletes, that's their last year. They've been working for many years to get there. And so are those of the athletes that are old enough to make some adult decisions, but maybe not old enough to realize the ramifications of those decisions. And so a lot of times with sport injuries, you're just counseling the patient on exactly what's going on. And if it's something they can't play, explaining to them why they can't play with it or play through it, because it potentially can cause more problems. And if they can play, explaining the limitations they may have, and giving them a plan to return to that sport. Because if as you know, if the athlete's not on the same page, they're not going to be compliant. And if they're not compliant, worse things are going to happen. Yeah. So an understanding and communication is very important in that matter.
Do many of us wait too long to go see a physician after we're hurt?
Well, I think as far as athletes go, it's very common for athletes to not talk about an injury because they're afraid that they're going to be taken out of their sport. Just talked to one of the nurses over at Sparrow yesterday, and her son's a quarterback at a local high school, and is hurt, and he doesn't want to tell anybody about it because he's afraid he's going to be removed from the sport. But I think if you see a sports medicine physician, they're going to talk to the athlete, they're going to evaluate the athlete, and they're going to not necessarily take them out of their sport. They're going to explain to them, this is what we need to do to help you with your soreness and pain. If there's not any long-term ramifications and you want to play, then you can play through it. At the same time, if it is something they shouldn't play with, those are the ones that you really should be seeing your doctor for. So, yes, people do wait too long sometimes to go see their doc. That's one nice thing that Spiro's done with their injury clinic on Saturday mornings. They've added more opportunities for athletes to get in and get in quickly, because that's part of the importance of getting people back to play, is seeing them quickly, evaluating them, and determining what's going on, and determining how safely but quickly we can get them back to play.
Meet the Expert is sponsored by Spiro Hospital Sports Medicine and Spiro's Michigan Athletic Club on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We've been talking with Dr. Michael Shingles. Thanks so much, Dr. Shingles. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for your time.